turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
The Burt Show.
Last week of The Burt Show. It's really happening.
It is. You want to go half on a sack and it might make it easier.
Ooh, it's weird.
Nice song choice, Tommy.
Well done. Well done. How you doing, Kristen? How's the weekend?
I had a great weekend. The universe was working overtime this weekend. I ran into somebody who I haven't spoken to since 2019. And I just want to read the text exchange of what happened Saturday. Okay. And ended up bringing the two of us together.
How can you and Bart live in the same house and not talk for that long?
I know. It's astonishing, isn't it? All right. So the text I get Saturday morning is, a ghost from your past, Kling. I'm in your city today. You crossed my mind. How are you? And I want you to fully comprehend the universe at work here, because I've been very much hibernating and haven't been communicating a lot with people via text.
Since 2019.
No. Here as recent. Uh-huh. I've just kind of like trying to sort through emotions and feelings and stuff like that. So I have been very non-responsive via text and email and stuff like that. And I own that. So I went back and forth on hitting this person back, if I'm being honest. And hours later, I was like, you know what? This is kind of ironic. So I'm going to hit him up. And I'm like, what up? I'm doing good. How about you? What brings you to the ATL? He says, I'm great. Just doing my thing. In town with an artist I'm working with. He's playing at Smith's Old Bar. I said, nice. Hope the gig is going well. My current POV. I was sitting outside in a chair watching Jimmy play with his friend Riley in the yard with their dump trucks. So I took a photo and I sent it to him. I go, the one on the right is mine. And he's like, Mama Kling Kling. And I'm like, who'da thunk? And he said, it fits you. How's the family? Sorry I haven't been keeping up with you over the last several years. Hard to believe the last time I sent you a text message was 2019. I said, no apology necessary. We're both at fault. Everybody is good. We visit fam in Kentucky quite a bit. We love Atlanta. Can't believe we've been here 14 years. And he's like, look me up the next time you come in. Proud of you. You've done really well for yourself and did it by being you. Love that. To which I respond, thanks, MJ. Appreciate the kind words. Heading out to dinner with a friend. If we're feeling squirrely, we might swing by SOB. She lives right down the street from there. So I'm hanging out, going out to dinner with my good friend Claire. We hardly ever get to see each other nowadays. And it's actually rare for me to have like a girls' night. And she, no joke, lives less than a quarter of a mile from Smith's Old Bar. And he gives me the times that his artist is going on. But he's like, artist down at 8:45. I'm headed to the airport at 9. To which I respond, I'm kind of laughing at the irony. Next week is my last week at the Burt Show, as Burt is retiring. So it'd be wild to see the person who gave me my start in radio.
No way. Wow.
The guy who gave me my first job in radio was in town on Saturday at Smith's Old Bar because he's doing artist management. I happened to be going out with Claire, who happens to live down the street from SOB, and that was wild.
And so, his name is Michael Jordan?
His name is Michael Jordan.
Wow.
He goes, wait, what? He had no idea the Burt Show was coming to an end. It wasn't like that was the impetus for him to reach out. And I go, yep, it's the end of the era. And then we talk about some other things that I can't disclose on the radio right now. And so, no joke, we go out to dinner. We have a good time. And we literally decided, like, this is like kismet. Like, how the universe is like working overtime, and it kind of be like spitting in the face of it if we didn't go. So we finish up dinner and we get ourselves a lift down to Smith's Old Bar. And literally we get to hang out with him for like maybe 20 minutes before he has to hit the road and catch his flight. But it was so good to see Michael and to reminisce, because he literally gave me my first job in radio. He was working. It was Clear Channel at the time, which is, you now know as iHeart, and needed a promotions director for two of his stations and hired me as a promotions director. And that's what got my foot in the door in radio. And wow, that's what got, like, ultimately got me here.
So what are you taking as like the message from the universe? Because that is kind of a gift right there. And it's so universe timing right there.
It so is.
And it's not like this is your last minute in radio either. You're going to stay in radio. So it's not like...
That's the goal, yes.
Yeah, so the message isn't, this is the guy that brought you in and now you're going out.
Yes.
So what is the message?
The way I took it is that everything's going to be okay. And like this next chapter, while different, I'm looking forward to it. But, and I think it was a way for me to show gratitude. Ever since you announced that you are retiring and the show is going to end this Friday, the outpouring of people, like listeners, family, friends, colleagues, like I have felt so hugely supported. And then to have this as like the little cherry on the top just made me realize like the universe knows what it's doing. And as much as I was fighting this, it kind of like opened my heart to embrace it, which I had like gone through the emotions of, and I had come to a point where I was embracing like, you know, what was happening. But if I was being honest with myself, I wasn't fully like, I was kind of lying to everybody, being like, no, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. When in my head and heart, I'm like, what is that world? But now I am more at peace, and I feel like not only do I feel like everything's going to be okay, I'm like, no, this is what's supposed to happen. And this is the trajectory I need to take. And I think something great's going to come of this.
I think so too.
So it's kind of like got me a little more excited. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm going to bawl my eyes out like a baby on Friday. That's going to be a rough show.
Yeah.
But I mean, the odds of Michael being in town the week, that was crazy to me. And Claire's also, you know, I wouldn't say that we're woo-woo, but we recognize signs and we don't dismiss the universe when it gives us a gift like that, right? And that was a gift. That was a gift to be able to see him, to reminisce on stuff and, you know, catch up with him and him catch up with me. And also he had such lovely things to say, which was very kind. Because sometimes when you don't get what you wanted, your self-esteem will take a little bit of a hit and you'll be like, am I a failure? And he had such lovely, kind things to say. And it made me realize like, no, I am a capable woman and we are going to do this next chapter and it's going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah, I feel like throughout life, and it's taken me a really long time to learn this, that in most cases, things do end up okay.
Yes,
and they end up actually better than they did before. But when you're in it and you're so nervous and you're trying to attack it from every single catastrophic angle,
right,
you can't really see it. I did this interesting thing with my therapist a long, long time ago where I used to get into these cycles like Abby will get into where you're catastrophizing everything. And she used to like play it out for me until like, what is the worst thing that could happen? And it always turned out that the worst thing that happened was just kind of ridiculous. It was never going to happen and made me realize like it really does all work out and it actually works out for the best.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was so cool to see Michael and to catch up. And that was just freaking wild. Cause I was this close to not responding. Cause I've just kind of like, I've been a little bit of a hermit but for whatever reason, I'm like, I reached out and then freaking A, there I am at freaking Smith's Old Bar. I didn't realize that's a Bama bar. Did you know it's a Bama bar?
No.
Yes.
I didn't.
So we walk in, I don't know what this says about me and that I've been here for 14 years. I did not know there was live music upstairs to the right. So we walk in. into this bar and it's just Bama fans everywhere. And Claire and I had went to Little Sparrow, which is like a Michelin recognized restaurant. So we're dressed to the nines. Like we are looking, we was looking gorgeous. And we walk into this sea of crimson and I'm like in my blue ball gown looking thing. And she's and I'm like, where the heck is this country artist? Like, what are we doing? To finally figure out, by the way, if you go all the way when you walk in to the far right, there's live music upstairs. Sure. That's Missile Bar.
That place is epic. Have you been there yet?
Yeah, that's where the youth group does trivia every Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Burt Show isn't the only show coming to an end pretty soon. Because Stranger Things will be ending its final season. Its final season to end the show. And Matt and Ross Duffer have studied their favorite series finales when coming up how to end one of the biggest shows that I can think of in the last decade, of course, Stranger Things. So they talked to Variety Magazine about some of the shows that they've studied, the final episodes of those series. And some of the ones that they mentioned are 6 Feet Under, Friday Night Lights, and The Sopranos. And they told Variety that the very best ones were so true to themselves. The shows that are trying to be super clever, I think that's where it can go wrong really quickly. We knew roughly what the end scene was for years. It wasn't something we had to strain to come up with. There were elements of it that were discussed for weeks, but the core idea of the ending we had for a really long time. Anyway, we're really happy with the way it ended. It's nerve-wracking to put it out. I'm sure people will have opinions.
Of course.
Yeah. Nobody's ever happy with the series finale. I can't think of anybody who's like, you know what? That final episode was perfect. I feel like with Game of Thrones, they weren't happy with the way that ended. I can't think of a single series where people have been content with the ending.
I know I'm an anomaly here. I don't have a problem with the way Game of Thrones ended, but most people are like, this is outrageous!
Well, you just had so many epic episodes, like the Red Wedding and the Battle of the Bastards, and like you look back at some, and so you wanted something that like, they built up the expectations and the standards, so you just wanted something like that, and it just fell flat.
It's like a little wink, wink.
Yeah, it just kind of fell flat. Wink. Like, you have to go, like, when I'm thinking, because I know everybody was upset with how Seinfeld ended, they thought that was a hokey ending.
It was.
The only one I can think of, I wasn't mad with the way Sex and the City ended, because, I mean, they jerked you back and forth when it came to like with Carrie and Big. So to see that, but you got to go way back. And this is, and again, I wasn't even old enough to watch this show, but everybody seems very happy with the way MASH ended.
I don't even remember that. Yeah.
The best ending ever, though.
Was that when he's taken off in the helicopter?
Yes.
And he spells goodbye out on the ground.
Yeah. Sopranos was really great, right? If I remember correctly, like, in the restaurant, you're not exactly sure what's going to go down here.
It was, but again, it's like, because people need closure.
Right.
And it just going, like, you're listening to Journey, and then it just goes to black, and you're like, I mean, I'm sure we can infer what we think happened, but, and, I mean, I feel like that... I wasn't mad at that.
Maybe in a way of not giving you the answer of like what happened, it kind of helps the show live on, which in a weird way, if people aren't happy with the way the show ended, it still kind of helps that leg because people still have something to discuss. They're like, this is how I would have ended it.
I think any TV connoisseur and critic that covers all TV from the past, Newhart is the best ever. Yeah. This was a show from the 80s. It ended in 1990.
No, it wasn't. That everything was a dream sequence?
That was amazing.
Oh, I hated that.
Did you get it? He woke up in bed with his wife from his first show.
Yes.
That was genius.
No, man.
You guys are not going to argue.
Crazy.
You're not going to argue over a show that's been
over
for 30
Newhart.
Years. You know what we forgot to bring up with Phil Taranta the other day when he was in? We killed him off on the show.
You did?
Yeah. We said that this has been done in other, you know, like other TV shows. So we are never going to hear from Phil ever again. And I think it was a car accident. And we just, we killed him off the show.
And then when he came back, he didn't come back as Phil Taranta. He came back as Mark Owens.
Yeah, so Friday Night Lights, The Sopranos, and 6 Feet Under were the ones that they referenced like as the top ones. Were you happy with the way Friday Night Lights ended?
It was almost too good. No, not really.
It was too, what do you mean it was too good? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was so unrealistic. It was too good. There was so much drama and creativity in that show that they had to wrap it up in a really cliche, nice bow. So not necessarily.
It's a show about high school football. Of course it's going to be cliche.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Trying to feel the feels this week. I'm trying, but my knee-jerk reaction and what I normally do is just try to compartmentalize. Like, I woke up this morning. Anytime I think about this being the last week, I start to get really anxious and nervous about it. It's like not sad. It's more like a shot of nervousness for whatever reason.
Because it's a massive change, and change is scary. So your like fight or flight instincts are gonna like kick in.
It's such a weird thing though. Who was I telling this to over the weekend? It's just that I've dreamt of this my whole life. Like being able to get up in the morning and either have an agenda or not have an agenda, but mostly travel the world when I want to, where I want to, with all that freedom. And now I have it. And it's freaking me out.
You're actually literally, Herbert, you're getting what you asked for.
Yeah, totally. Totally and completely, man. But it is really strange. You know, I woke up this morning and I told you last week, Amanda has been putting up on my mirror in the morning in lipstick how many days are left. And I looked at it this morning and it said 5. Every single second we spend on the show this morning is the last minute on a Monday we're going to be doing the Burt Show. It's weird, man. It's just, it's almost like too big to wrap my head around. Mm-hmm. Like, come this weekend that I don't got to be back on Monday. Whew. Yeah, it's more nerve-wracking than anything else.
I mean, we can all show up Monday at 6 a.m. just for, you know, S and giggles.
Yeah, I mean, all your key cards are going to work. I mean, come on in, man. So we've been looking at 25 years of flashbacks, and today is Tommy's turn to pull out one of the ones he loves the most.
Yep, we have a direct line to Santa. And for those kids around Christmas who are acting up, you know, we have Santa's help that can call the kids and, you know, kind of scare them straight.
And you all have pointed out over the years that Santa oddly does sound like a mix of Ron Burgundy and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fascinating.
I've heard that.
Yes. Yeah. Santa's voice has fluctuated over the years.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm a fan.
Well, as we get older, our voices change sometimes.
As we've been listening to old flashbacks, I feel like we sound like different people.
Our little baby voices.
Yes.
That's the one thing that hasn't changed for me in 25 years, honestly. I can't listen to my voice. When you guys are listening to your own voicemails or whatever, recordings, and you say you hate the sound of your voice, I have never gotten used to the sound of my voice on the radio. When we've been playing these flashbacks, I'm like, oh, God, how did I get away with this for so long?
So I consulted Santa and I went straight to the source. Mm-hmm. I said, Santa, out of all the children that you have scared straight over these years, which is your favorite? And second place was the girl who throat punched another kid.
Yeah.
And first place.
Santa likes that kind of violence, does he?
Was the kid that tried to take his grandma out by cutting off her oxygen when they ride in the car.
People get so mad at this one. They get mad at the parents in this one, right?
Here we go.
Look, Santa is making these calls to your kids out of love. Yeah, we call it Santa Scared Straight, but he wants your kids off the naughty list and onto the nice list. What is Santa scared straight, Kristen?
We have a direct phone line to the North Pole, to the big man himself. So you just hit us up and let us know about your kid and what issues you're having. And we reach out to Santa and we have Santa make a phone call to scare your child straight.
So Nathan is 7 years old. And when we called Santa up, Santa's like, yeah, I will call this kid. Because at 7 years old, Nathan thinks that Santa's going to bring him presents no matter how good or bad he is. So Santa needed to set him straight on that whole deal. He refuses to do his chores around the house. He talks back. He won't stop talking about diapers. He's fascinated by farts.
I feel your pain, kid. I feel your pain.
And you are not going to believe what he did to his own grandma. Nathan needed Santa scared straight.
Hello?
It's Santa calling for Nathan.
Hi, Santa. Hold on 1 second. Buckle, honey, come up here. Santa Claus is on the phone for you. Yes.
Is that Nathan?
Yeah.
Hi, Nathan. It's Santa. Merry Christmas. Are you there?
Yeah.
Can you give me a big Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. The day is quickly approaching, and I wanted to go over a few things because I don't want you to end up on the naughty list, and I'm looking at some things that could maybe land you on the naughty list.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're a little in danger of the naughty list, so I'm calling to go over a few things. But I think there's still time to get you back on the nice list for good.
Okay. What? Like what?
All right. Well, first of all, you seem to think that I will bring you presents no matter what. And I'm here to tell you that's not true.
Okay. Wait.
Because we just got a big shipment of coal in. Would you like me to bring you some coal instead of toys?
I like toys, but not coal.
Okay, well, let's go to the next thing. You refuse to do work. For example, putting laundry in the hamper. Where does laundry go?
In the hamper.
Yeah, in the hamper. All right, and I understand you have a reward system now for doing something. Can you tell me what that something is? You get pom-poms.
Yeah, and flushing the toilet.
For flushing the toilet.
Yeah, and also, we'll tell me which mini I got today on day number 6.
What's that?
Tell me which mini I got today on day number 6.
Mom, I'm going to need a translation.
He wants to know which mini he got from Thomas the Train Advent Calendar on day number 6.
Oh, are you trying to test Santa?
He's trying to test you.
Santa does not like to be tested. Play that game with me. Which I think this leads to my next point. You talking back, and you always say, I don't want to have to do that. I'm in charge, not you. Well, guess who's in charge of presents for Christmas? Santa Claus.
And Mommy and Grandma and all my family members.
Yeah, they may give you a present here or there, but I bring you the good stuff, and you remember that.
Okay, I really want a real Steam Thomas.
You want a real Steam Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah, that'll be awesome on my track.
If you keep acting bad, then maybe I can bring some coal for that train.
I'd rather just have a train.
You'd rather just have the train. Okay. I'm looking at my Santa vision because, you know, Santa sees everything. And just today, I see your mom's boyfriend picked you up. And what did you do to him?
How did you know?
I told you, don't test me. Santa knows everything.
Okay, but that's awesome. You know, I accidentally put something that came out of nose. I'm not saying that because it's inappropriate.
I'm not saying it because it's inappropriate.
You accidentally flicked something on him that came out of your nose, but you don't want to say it because it's inappropriate?
Yeah.
I'm giving you permission. You can tell me this one time. What did you do?
Put a booger on him.
All right. No more flicking boogers. That's nasty.
Okay.
And what's your fascination with talking about diapers?
I just like them, but I don't want to get them. I don't want to wear them.
You're 7 years old. I think you've grown out of the diaper stage.
Okay.
Although, that does remind me of some jokes. Would you like to hear?
Here we go.
Your mom might appreciate this one a little more. William Shatner is going to sponsor a new line of women's jeans made to hide adult diapers underneath. They're going to be called Shatner Pants.
But
you're laughing, but I don't think you got it. I think you'll get this one. What do you give a pig with diaper rash?
What?
Ointment. One more. How do you know when a diaper is properly fitted on a baby?
How?
If the baby's legs turn blue, it's too tight. If they turn brown, it's too loose. Gross indeed. Speaking of gross, what's this about you at home running out naked and spreading your butt cheeks? And what? Then you bend over and you do something. What do? In front of people's faces.
I toot in their face and say, do you smell that?
You toot in their face and you say, do you smell that?
Yeah.
Who have you done that to?
Everyone in the house trying to do it.
I know, that was a test. I've seen it. You need to stop doing that, okay?
Stop laughing,
Sam. Lastly, let's talk about Grandmama, okay?
Okay.
What is Grandma on?
Oxygen.
And what do you keep doing in the car to Grandma's oxygen when she's in the car?
Turn it off.
Turn off her oxygen? Goodness.
Wait,
and what else do you do? What do you do to her hair?
You need to let that watch over you? How is Santa going to put this kid on the nice list when he's trying to kill his grandma? Bad to the bone.
Continue.
Who? I pull her hair, but not too hard.
Oh, my goodness. And then, what do you do to the back of grandma's seat in the car?
Kick it.
You kick the back of grandma. Let me get this straight. You turn off her oxygen, you pull her hair, and you kick the back of her seat. And I see there's a hole in the seat from you kicking it.
No, yes, I know.
Well, two things. Number one, stop doing all that. And number two, don't expect a gift from grandmama this Christmas. All right, well, I think if you can correct all those things, and that's a lot, from the boogers to the tooting in people's faces to talking about diapers and cutting off grandma's oxygen. That's a lot. But if you can correct your behavior between now and Christmas, I think you'll be okay, all right?
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Nathan. Bye.
Bye.
All right, if Santa can get him on the nice list, he certainly can get your kid on the nice list.
Yes. The Burt Show.
Man, you know what sucks about getting older, man? I went to the Georgia Ole Miss game on Saturday, and I'm still feeling it today. And I don't even drink that much, man. Just schedule off a little bit. I'm still feeling it on Monday. That sucks.
I literally had two glasses of wine yesterday at home in my trailer, and I'm feeling it today, okay?
God. I flash back to times where I was out to like 4 a.m. Then I'd wake up with my college roommates right at like 9. It's Saturday. Let's go to the beach. Start drinking again. Dude, I may have had 3 drinks. Maybe at Ole Miss and Georgia. And I can't get words together today.
We got to get you one of those anytime you drink vitamins. Have you seen those? This is not an ad, by the way, but that's what I take. And I don't think my liver is that capable, but every time I take one of those, woo!
Really?
And get me going for days.
Okay, I think it was a schedule thing because I really didn't drink that much. All right, we got to remind you a lot here the next couple of days because you only have a few days left in our raffle for a 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. And all that money is going to Burt's Big Adventure. Tell them all about it, Kristen, because I'm out of words.
Go to burtsbigadventure.org to purchase your $100 raffle ticket, and you could be the winner of a brand new 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. So again, this is all going to end Wednesday evening. Wednesday, 5 p.m. That is it. We are selling no more. We are selling 0 more raffle tickets, okay? And now, we are only selling 5,000 to begin with, so those are pretty decent odds that you could either be driving off in a brand new Audi, or you could be one of the winners of $500. But you got to go now to burtsbigadventure.org to get your raffle ticket.
It's a big old push right here, okay? And we know you guys love waiting to the last minute. This is the last minute. You got till Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. Again, you can get those tickets at burtsbigadventure.org. All right, Mikey needs a job. All right, and Abby might have in her hands his dream job. So, like any good mentor, you make your mentees jump through hoops
now,
to get your help.
You're using mentor in air quotes, but I would like to put it on the record that Michael Jonathan Wakefield called me his mentor this weekend.
Did you now?
She earned it. which is really what a mentor is supposed to do.
What did she do that was like, okay, here's your mentor crown?
She helped me legitimately, not just like holding something over my head. Like, she really got into the weeds and helped me. I just need to like put something together of everything that I've done just to have it to give to people, you know. Like,
in your life or what?
You know, in my life. No, just on a microphone.
A reel. You needed a reel.
A reel.
Yeah. And in the industry, we call it an air check.
An air check. I just wanted to have one just to have it, give it to people. And I was like, Abby, I have no idea where to start with this. She tells me, yeah, well, I have to work on mine as well. So do you want to come in here on Saturday and we can both work on it? We spend like an hour and a half on mine. Then I'm like, all right, you want to get started on yours? And she says, I didn't actually have to do anything.
Oh,
she made
Abby.
A trip to the station just to help poor little Mikey.
Abby.
It's almost like I'm a really nice person.
It was. Well, I owe her a big one now, which I don't know if this was all a little scheme to make me give her one, but yeah, it was super helpful.
That is really cool. For us in the industry, this is like an audio resume. Mm-hmm. So when you want to try to get a job, they're like, okay, you sound like a nice guy, but I don't really know what you sound like on the radio. So you put a bunch of clips together, you overwhelm them, and they say, of course you can have the job. And it takes a lot of time.
It takes a lot of time, and you have to stand out. So I think we did that. I think we accomplished that over the weekend.
And literally just like every single word I have to run by, should I say and or the? And just like, just say either one.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I overthink it all.
Just speak words.
So this one job is your dream job. It's on satellite. It's Willie Nelson's channel, right?
Willie's Roadhouse on Sirius XM.
So this would be your dream job. And Abby knows somebody that can get you in the door, at least get your name in front of somebody important.
I'm going to show you where the door is. And then after that, it's not up to me. I'm going to show you the door to potentially get into Sirius XM. But in order to do that, I just want to make sure that Mikey still likes me, because some days I still question it. So I've had him do all of these tasks to prove his love and affection for me, like a good mentor does.
Right.
The first one was he had to make a playlist of songs that he thinks that I would like. The second, he had to write me a letter of reference for employers so that they know all about my leadership skills. And his third task, which he is bringing to us today, is he had to find 5 complimentary comments from the Facebook page and gas me up.
Wow, this is the most challenging challenge. 5.
This took longer than I'd like to admit. Nothing against Abby, it's just those Facebook comments. You never know what's going on in those. It's either just extremely negative or completely illiterate and has nothing to do with the video.
I decided last week, look, this thing is coming to an end. I never go to the Facebook page anymore because I'm so scared of seeing negative comments. I get in your head and I just don't want that in my heart. So I'm like, you know what? It's the last week. I'll go ahead and check them. The first one was, I stopped listening when, and then I'm like, that's it. I don't want to know. And I'm not checking again.
If you stopped listening, then why are you on the Facebook page?
I do not know. Man.
Welcome to the question I ask myself every single day.
Haters is just a really fun word to say. Fan.
I mean, it literally was the first comment, and it was the universe going, dummy, this is why you don't do this. Anyway.
I'm curious, why did they stop listening? Did you read
it? It was something you and Cassie, they said it was something about when Cassie and Kristen started
speak.
Making
probably
I don't know, it was something ridiculous, making it like some kind of complain fest or something like that, and I'm like, I'm out of here.
Gotta love it.
All right, a lot of these are like missing the proper punctuation. Here's the first one I tracked down. This is probably 6 months ago. And it starts by complimenting me, actually. But love, love, love this young man. So many of the young one will live in my heart. He will be a hard one. Along with Addy and Rebecca.
Addy?
They didn't get it right, but it's close enough. That's a compliment.
Love my evil twin, Addy. That should be dark mode Abby's name.
Addy. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Should have figured that out a year ago.
Yeah.
I think Abby is great. I hope she stays in ATL. That might have been an argument with a different person, but I think Abby is great.
Okay, there you go. And they hope you stay in ATL.
Thank you. Send an email, though. Get off the Facebook page.
She has an amazing humor. No way she would need to apologize for anything. Probably addressing some kind of something, but... yeah, that's positive.
Okay.
Completely positive. Her hair looks good today.
Okay.
Today.
We'll take anything.
Pretty nice.
Like a package of comments. Thanks, queen.
Is that a backhanded compliment? Like her hair looks bad most days,
yes,
but today it looks good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't speak that language. Never thought that I don't miss a day and pay for BS. Never anything like that. Abby has super youth, quick wit, and comebacks.
Is that English?
It's close, but I think it sounds good.
I need a translator. Chat, Dr. GPT, we're going to need you to translate.
It's a small nugget. Take it.
Thank you.
Right. Can you read that whole one again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Never thought that I don't miss a day and pay for BS. Never heard like that. Abby has super youth, quick wit, and comebacks the show needed.
She is super youth.
Super youth.
I needed that as I approach 30.
Yeah, that's the best thing you could hear.
This might be my favorite challenge you've given
them. All right, this is super long, and then at the very end it says, and like I have told Abby, in many ways she was a breath of fresh air to the show. There was others that I adored, but Abby came in with guns a-blazin', and never did she disappoint.
So I am noticing in all these compliments, they are usually, there's some kind of insult before them.
Yeah. It's someone coming to her defense, which is good. You're team players.
Thanks for defending me. We need somebody on the offense, though.
Oh, man. This is from the recent baby photo shoot. Abby is holding a baby and doesn't look terrified. Good job.
That's something.
Okay. It's the encouragement I needed.
I really liked this one. Too funny, period. Too funny.
The bird show, too funny.
Such a cute outfit, Abby. Looking great. That one will pump you up a little.
You women nice. Do have it way rougher than guys do. They never comment on our clothes or what we look like. Only the women on the show.
I wish they would. I have good clothes. This is what I'm talking about. Her talent goes on and on, her and Rebecca. They have more talent than both of them realize. They are upcoming young people.
Upcoming young people?
Upcoming young person.
I'm putting that in my resume every time I apply for a new job. Upcoming young people.
That's your bio. Upcoming young person. Abby, you never fail to crack me up. If you get married, we will miss all your dating stories. This one, don't...
That's an outlier.
The reply, I opened the replies and the first one is no, we won't. But the first one is very positive. And
thanks for throwing in some negative. That's why I don't go to the Facebook page.
It's just so straight up mean that I had to include that.
Oh, wow.
No, we won't.
Okay, that was not the mission. That was not the task at hand.
How are you
going to
leave that one off?
I don't think that he's getting any closer to that recommendation for Willie.
Those were all positive.
Well, you have two more tasks to complete. Yeah. Maybe those will sway my opinion. So you have two more horcruxes to find before I will give you the email that could possibly get you a job, maybe. Or maybe you'll get ghosted by this person. Who knows? It's an opportunity.
Gotcha.
So your next task, because this entire setup has just been to make sure that I'm giving this important contact information to somebody who doesn't hate me and somebody who pays attention, someone who's thoughtful, someone who really cares about their coworkers. And so I thought, you know what? This might be a good opportunity for you to also flex some of the bottom of the totem pole skills you might need when you get to your next job. Because sometimes when you get to that job, you got to kiss a few feet. And a lot of that looks like having to get a coffee order. So your next task is to go to the break room and you need to get my coffee order without me telling you what it is. You just have to go off vibes and what you've seen me drinking in the past.
Okay. I've never even drank coffee. I'm just going to click some buttons, I guess.
You're just going to click some buttons.
Anyway, I have to be right.
You have to be right. Or close enough for me to go, this was a good effort.
I will say this about this. This is one really, really good lesson here is that you can build up so much credibility at one job or one radio station, but at one job. And then as soon as you get to the next office, you have to build it up all over again. They don't know who you are. They don't know what you've done. So you got to build it right from the start. So I don't know that it starts with coffee.
Oh, okay. I don't have to remember their coffee orders?
Probably not. Okay. It's a little odd.
We'll see, I guess.
The Burt Show.